On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, hot folders, templates, and streaming from a Canon Vixia. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So just leave your comment below the video. If you're listening to the audio, no problem. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all my contact information, or you can just leave a comment below that thread. That's cool as well. So, our first question comes from Steve, who sent me an email, and he said, "Hi Paul, I've got a question for you, or maybe I should say a few questions. The umbrella question is this: what is the most efficient way to organize media assets between my home computer, where I create my church graphics, videos, etc., and the church ProPresenter 6 computer? I have a transporter, filetransporter.com, so if I save my work there, the assets show up on the church computer, but ProPresenter 6 likes to use local storage at users shared renewed vision media. Am I right? It seems that if I create media and save it to my transporter folder, ProPresenter 6 copies the file to yet another local folder at users Steve documents ProPresenter 6. Is there a way to coordinate all the assets between multiple computers without duplicating files all over the place to just have one copy of each file on each machine? If you have a link to an already existing solution, that would be fine. I don't expect you to take a lot of time to answer this unless you want to create a YouTube video to help others who may have the same question. Thanks again for serving the church community. You rock, Steve." Okay. So basically, there are two things at work here. First off, you can have ProPresenter organize your media automatically, and that's just a checkbox in the preferences. I think that's checked in your case. So what it does is when you import a file into ProPresenter, it goes, "Oh, I don't want it there. I want it in my file folder here." And so you can uncheck that and get rid of that. Now, whether you're using Dropbox, Google Drive, File Transporter, which I've never used, but I'm going to look into, basically what's happening is it makes a local copy of a file that's created elsewhere. So that's good. But what I would recommend is that you make that file folder, where the files live, a hot folder. Now, when you do that, you can go into ProPresenter 6 and say, "Hey, this file folder is a hot folder." Every time you start up ProPresenter 6, it will look for whatever files are in there and put them in the appropriate place. And I think that's going to solve your problem. I think that once you do that, you'll be happy. Now, you don't want to make a hot folder a network folder. So if the folder itself is located elsewhere on the network, it's going to be not good. It's just going to be slow and annoying. But if you have a local copy, which it sounds like what you're going to have having used File Transporter, if you have a local copy, then this should solve your problem. So that's what I'd recommend. Next, Tracy sent me an email and says, "Hi, Paul. Do you know how to rename a template in ProPresenter 5, or do I have to create a whole new template in order to have the template name I'm wanting to use?" Yeah, Tracy, I tried a few different things to get this to work, and here is my best idea of the way to make this work. So first off, you're going to want to create a new song. Once you create a new song, apply the template that has the wrong name but is in every other way good. There you go. Okay, now you're going to right click one of the slides in this new song template, which you could just leave as new song, doesn't matter, and you're going to create a template from a slide. Once you do that, it will ask you, what name should I give to this new template? That's where you change the name. You change the name there, you click save, then you delete the old, delete this new song you created, unless you want to keep it for some reason, and you delete the old template, unless you want to keep it for some reason, and then you're good to go. So that is the only way I've found to do it. I tried to save the templates out and change the name, and then none of that worked. So I think this is the best way to accomplish that. And finally, Marvin via YouTube asks, in response to my Canon Vixia unboxing video, that's the same camera I'm using for about a year plus now. Haven't used it much except for the last few months after deciding to preach more. It's a great camera when lighting is good. Gets grainy when lighting is insufficient, my current problem. Currently saving up for a proper stage lighting for our church. If ever you discover how to use the USB for live streaming, please post it. Been researching since I got that camera, but haven't found any way yet. Yeah, Marvin, I quite frankly don't think there is a way to do it. Not with the software that Canon provides. So, the best way that I figured out how to do it is to take the HDMI out, make sure you remove the overlays on that camera, which is super easy to do. I don't know why it's so hard with the DSLR, but with the Vixia, it's super easy to do. Remove the overlays, connect an HDMI mini. I think I've got one around here. Yep, right here. Oops. It was under the leg of my tripod. HDMI mini to HDMI. Plug the HDMI into an encoding box. Maybe like this one from Boxcast, which I'm testing out. I'll have a review soon. I keep dropping stuff. You should be good to go. That's probably the best way to do it. Now, the Vixia, since it's got Wi-Fi, has a utility where you could control it remotely. So theoretically, if you get that going, you could use something like CamTwist to capture the video from your computer and use that into an encoder. I think it's going to be really bad. So I don't want to actually recommend that. I think the other way is a better way to do it. So I hope that answered one of your questions. I hope you're thinking, man, I totally was going to ask that question. But you didn't. No problem. I've answered it for you. Now, it's possible that you didn't ask one of those questions. You didn't have one of those questions. And you've done a search and you think, man, why doesn't he ask this question? Well, because you haven't asked. So go ahead and leave your question either below the video or by dropping me a line on email or heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, any of those ways, and I'll be happy to answer your question. I'm about 2 or 3 weeks behind, but when you ask a question, I try and get back to you in 24 hours or less with my answer, and then I record the video later. So feel free to ask those. If you like this show, you'll probably like my email newsletter, too. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and you can pick up some church tech gifts and a free subscription to my email newsletter where I tell you all sorts of news, give you more tips and tricks, and just generally help you out with church tech. I've also created several resources designed for you to save you time, make you more efficient in your church tech ministry. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store for those. Until next week, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Hi, and welcome again to Hi, and welcome again to the Church Techcast. Take 3.